This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. You cannot accuse President Bush of following the polls on this one. When he drew the line on federal spending, he dismayed many of his fellow Republicans with the issue that he chose. The president vetoed a bill that would expand health insurance for children. And we can tell you this morning, the battle is not over. Congress will try to override the veto. And in the Senate, one of the president's fellow Republicans actually told reporters, quote, "I hope the folks at home raise Cain." Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
For weeks, President Bush has been promising this veto, and yesterday he made good on that pledge. But there was no ceremony, no cameras, and no reporters. A recognition of how politically sensitive a veto of a bill that won bipartisan support in Congress can be. Polls also show the public overwhelmingly on the side of S-CHIP supporters. The president's first comments on the matter came later in the morning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, at a Chamber of Commerce-sponsored town hall-style meeting on the broad topic of fiscal responsibility.
I just vetoed a bill today. I don't want to explain to you why.
The president said it's right to help poor children, but he said some people were using this bill as a step toward federalized health care. And he said the bill on his desk went too far.
Here's the thing, just so you know. This program expands coverage, federal coverage, up to families earning $83,000 a year. That doesn't sound poor to me. The intent of the program was to focus on poorer children, not adults, or families earning up to $83,000 a year.
But supporters of the bill immediately seized on that claim, one made often by the president and top administration officials, and said it was simply not true. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah, a loyal supporter of the Bush White House over the years, responded angrily to the president at a Capitol Hill news conference.
Are families of four getting $83,000 a year going to get benefits under this? Well, not unless the administration agrees to it. This bill does not really call for that high level of expenditure.
Hatch explained that the only way such families would get S-CHIP coverage would be if their states petition the administration for a waiver, just like under the current program. And when one state, New York, made such a petition, the Bush administration turned it down. The new law would be the same, says Hatch, and he added, even if the White House were willing to grant waivers, such families would make up just a tiny percentage of those eligible.
To call this a march towards one-size-fits-all government-mandated health care is just political, in my opinion, because this is a block grant to the states, with the states having tremendous power over this bill. Not total power, but power.
Hatch said he found the veto difficult to understand. Similar sentiments were voiced at the same bipartisan news conference by another senior Republican senator, Charles Grassley of Iowa.
Every effort was made to bring the administration into the process. But it decided to veto the bill, I think, before it was even written. From their position, it was either my way or the highway. Well, that's not how the legislative process works.
The president continues to promote his own far more modest proposal that would increase funding for the program by one-seventh as much over 5 years. Grassley and others said this wouldn't cover even the current enrollment in S-CHIP. Yesterday, Mr. Bush said he is willing to negotiate, quote, if they need a little more money. But first comes the attempt at an override expected on October 18th. The two-thirds majority appears to be there in the Senate. But in the House, supporters still need 15 more votes. Senator Grassley says he'll begin calling targeted Republicans immediately. In the meantime, labor groups and others are planning rallies and TV ads. Expect the president to continue making his case as well. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.